Cut Info News. Information and news for the people. If you're silent, others will speak for you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Fatima Al-Mukhtar. I'm here with my guest today,
Adela Rohina.
She's running for freeholder in Hudson County in Hoboken, right?
Hoboken, the District 5, Hoboken, Jersey City Heights. Jersey City Heights between Franklin Street, South Street, Kennedy Boulevard, the South Park of the district of the YRT, and the complete city of Hoboken. That's the District 5.
Yep. So not a lot of people know about what a freeholder is. I myself didn't know until like a couple weeks ago. So could you describe to us like what exactly is a freeholder, considering a lot of people haven't heard of it as compared to mayor or council person?
The freeholder is the person that takes care of the money that the state assigned for the construction of park or schools, roads not only in the city, it's all over the 12 cities that Hudson County has.
So give us some credentials and all that. Like, what do you feel qualifies you to become a freeholder?
I studied my political life. Not only my political life, I always was advocating for the people since a very early age. Since I'm 10 years old, I've been doing community work. I remember the first time I did community work in my country, Puerto Rico, was giving out shoes with my father in my community. Since then, my community life started, working for the people, helping the people, helping the necessity of the community. And since then, I've been working without stopping in my country and also over here in the United States, working in the community in so many different issues that I can mention, from homeless to high top level issues that I've been addressing for so many years. So that gives me an experience to get to know the political arena.
What do you feel like is a thing to focus on as a freeholder if you do become elected and then become involved in this life of public service?
Well, one of my focus on is been always to quality of life of the people in the cities, and we gotta also get ready for emergencies as happened in the Sandy storm. We weren't ready to provide for our citizens in the last Sandy storm. I saw Hoboken City how people were by themselves for 3 days. Nobody came out to help the people for 3 days, and I saw that because I live next to Hoboken, and I saw how people struggle to get out of the difficulties with no water, no light. And I live that experience, and as a person that deals so many years in emergencies in different places, I see the necessity of providing people with a safer alternative for them in cases of emergency. The roads are in a very bad condition, parking problems. It's all over the city, the parks are closed for the kids. And one of the issues that also worry me are why, if the system, have money to clean the parks and keep it in a nice way, why these parks are not open for the public, for the kids that are in need for a safer place to play. I also very concerned about housing. I also very concerned about how rents are increasing. I also very concerned about how development is too high. The development is causing a lot of damage in our cities. It's not a constructive development. We gotta plan when we develop cities. We need to plan before developing, otherwise we're creating a future problem for our residents.
So how do you feel running against Anthony Romano, who is Romano? I said the name wrong. It's Anthony Romano. So he's running for not only Freeholder, but he's also thrown his hat in for the mayoralship election in Hoboken. How do you feel about this, especially considering you're running against him?
Well, I believe that the people of Hoboken and the people of Jersey City have an opportunity for a choice now, and vote twice against Anthony Romano. The reason is Anthony Romano knows it's illegal to sit in two positions in government, and also he insisted on run for two positions in government in Hudson County, and he needs to make clear his selection. Do he wants to be a freeholder? Do he wants to be a mayor of Hoboken? He needs to tell the people clear what he wants to do to better the lives of the people that live in this area. This is a very important, high responsible jobs. And he knows that it's not legal. That's the first thing. Anthony Romano, it's not legal for you to run in two positions, to hold two offices. And I'm there. It is on the people, the electorate in my community, Jersey City and Hoboken, to choose who they want sitting on the position of the freeholder, who they want who's responsible enough to hold the position as the mayor of Hoboken too.
So Hoboken has had some problems with flooding in recent years, so as a Hoboken resident, would you be willing to support or submit policies about increased flood control / flood protections and flood prevention measures in the city?
Yes, it's one of my priorities to keep more safer green lands in Hoboken. We cannot keep creating this Hoboken. We creating a swimming pool in Hoboken. When it rains, all this water runs to the city, creating floods, and developers are not really studying the effects of what they're doing in Hoboken of development. And that would be one of my priorities if I get selected to this office, to watch for the people, quality of life, because that's included in the quality of life of people when emergency happen in the city and you have to wait 17 days to get your electricity on, when you need to wait 10 days for the water to go down the sewer. It means that the people that are responsible to take charge of that work, they not doing the work. I also had a few years studying as a civil engineering technician, and I learned a lot about development, construction, environment, And I had a chance in my life also to have experience on those, on that issues.
So, in 2015 through 2016, there was a bit of debate and controversy about Liberty State Park being possibly opened up to some form of privatization, especially in the Freeholders Board, where this sort of legislation was debated upon. What would you have done in this sort of situation?
Well, I think people, I will call for public meetings for the people come out and express their what they feel about privatization of Liberty State Park. Even that I believe in that our public places we should keep public. For the reason, once a park become private, it's becoming for profit for business. So Liberty Park is not gonna be anymore about the public. It's gonna be about somebody else's business making profit out of our resources. This is places that cost a lot of money to the government, to the system. We keeping those places, we need to keep those places in good shape, beautiful for the people to enjoy those places and enjoy at the free, and enjoy it for free. I believe in that. We should all participate and be part of what we already have, what we already own.
So, say that you are elected, what kind of legislation would you hope to pass? Or like some sort of policy, something like that?
Well, I created a non-profit organization years ago about the environment. I am very environmental friendly person, and one of my suggestions or one of my things I could add to my work is gonna be study all development going on in Jersey City and Hoboken and make sure that the development is not causing more worse problems to the city. That would be one of my priorities. On the next priority, I would think also about Hoboken parking issues. Hoboken parking issues and make you know, Hoboken quality of life, Jersey City quality of life. I would make it a connection between Jersey City and Hoboken for the betterment of the people. I saw so many people walking from Hoboken to Jersey City when Hurricane Sandy happened, and I saw the necessity that exists in between the two cities. I know Jersey City could and need to establish a bridge communication between Jersey City and Hoboken to protect the lives of the Jersey City people and to the Hoboken people in cases of emergency.
So, is there anything that you would want to do to help the economy in the county?
To help the economy in the county, yeah. I will help with more open business for small business. I would give more opportunity for the people that wants to open business in the city. I would give them the opportunity to come out and be a little more flexible about how to start a business in the city and or how to get a grant for small business in the city.
So you've actually expressed your support for affordable housing before. So what kind of measures do you want to take to support this objective of affordable housing?
Well, this law under on the stipulations in the municipalities, and this also lost stipulations under the state too. So I would help enforce those laws regarding rent control.
Well, moving on to our last two questions of the day.
Yes.
So in May 17th of this year, Lawton County Board actually proposed to have a $538 million budget. However, this budget would have caused tax increases across the county, Jersey City having to pay 9% extra tax, a tax hike. Places like Hoboken, Weehawken, they would also have to take a 6% tax hike. So are you as a candidate in favor of this increase? If so, why? And if not, why not?
Well, I'm not in favor of increased taxes to none of the residents of Hudson County. The reason is these days people struggle to live, to pay rent, to have a normal life. Every week in our cities, they gotta work 2-3 jobs to keep surviving in our cities. I don't think a tax increase is necessary. I believe we need to work, try, keep on working with all these projects, but we really need to save some money when developing or this kind of activities. Developing all this kind of structures in our city.
So, last question of the day. We're ready for this, right?
Yes.
So, what event or events in your life has inspired you to take this route in your life to become part of the politics of this county, to become, or at least try to become, a freeholder?
What inspires me is my job. I work with students, I work with kids, and they inspire me I inspire when they do better, when they learn how to read, when they learn how to write, when the school is providing good services for them. The same in the community. It's good when my neighbors find parking, when my neighbors don't get tickets because they park in the cars by their house. We need to make new policies and be flexible on the citizens and give them an opportunity, because they the ones that are paying taxes in the city. So I'm concerned about how they feel. I'm concerned about making them better, that they could get a better life if we provide them with better services in the city.
Well, that's pretty much all the time we have today. This has been Fatla Belmokhtar, and this has been
Adela Rojena. Don't forget to vote for the column 6B, Adela Rojena. Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Have a good day.
Hut Info News. Information and news for the people. If you're silent, others will speak for you.